King, Brother. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 20th, 1898. Brother King, you wrote me that you could not feel under obligation to pay me the remainder of the money due me. I have borrowed $15,000 from one and another, and have been paying interest on that sum. What would my creditors say if I should tell them that I had decided not to pay this, and that they need not expect to receive any more money from me, neither principal nor interest? From the light given that the Lord has given me of your case, it will be no blessing to you for you to allow yourself to play fast and loose in this way. You could have paid every dollar of the principal and the interest if, as an honest man, you had felt your obligation to settle this matter. But at the time when you were prosperity, you did not do it. And now I require that you pay me all that is due and the interest on the money. I have to pay interest on nearly all the money I hire. I must raise $5,000 to repay the money which was invested in the school buildings here in Kurrenbong. This money is now called for the heirs of the Wessels estate have come of age, and a settlement must be made. The man executing the business is not a believer, and I must gather up all the money due me to meet this demand. I cannot say to them, I shall not pay this money. It is not convenient. I will express my grateful thanks for the use of the means in behalf of the school, and say, I will pay you if I have to hire the money from the bank to do this. Any other course would be injustice and robbery. I ask you, as one who is forming a character for the future immortal life, do not bring to the foundation wood, hay, and stubble, which indicate the character of all who do business in this way. Bring to the foundation works which are imperishable, represented by gold, silver, and precious stones. I now ask you in my present emergency to act your part nobly. This is your duty as a man and as a Christian. May the Lord help you to see your way clear to pay an honest debt, which you might have settled again and again, but for your lax manner of doing business. May the Lord help you to anoint your eyes with heavenly eye salve, that you may see all things clearly, is the prayer of your sister in Christ.